SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, so good, the bad, and the dumb for a Monday, a championship Monday. All right, so let's go with the good, Ron Culver.
The good. I don't know if you saw the story. I laughed out loud when I saw it. But I got to give it up to the animal kingdom for fighting back.
All right.
Apparently, poaching still happens in Africa.
Unfortunately, that's a terrible thing.
Unfortunately, it does. And so there were a couple of rhino poachers cruising a wildlife preserve or reserve. I mean, pretty much a sanctuary for these animals. You're not allowed to touch these animals. And they were going after rhinos. And so they're just got a picture. There's a group of five. All of a sudden, some elephants came onto them, and they all fled. Well, one of them wasn't so lucky and got trampled to death.
Wow!
The story doesn't end there. So the
Okay, so he got trampled to death.
One guy got trampled to death. The four other poachers, they were able to make it out, but were quickly arrested because they snuck in, but were in such fear. They did not sneak out, and there's helicopters and drones and whatnot. So they got arrested, and they proceeded to tell authorities about their missing comrade. And so they asked them, okay, where can we find him? They would go grab the body. And so they went and looked and first couldn't find him. Then they went back and asked again and, you know, said exactly where they were. They finally found remnants of him because apparently he had been eaten by lions.
Oh, my gosh. So he got trampled by the elephants and then eaten by lions?
Yes.
For being a poacher?
For being a poacher.
Well done, Animal Kingdom.
That's how it's
supposed
to make
too much on this
down.
Guy's demise, but let's be honest, that's a pretty awful thing to do, poaching animals.
Yeah, because well, a lot of time, all they ever
trampled to death and eaten by lions.
All they ever do, really, with rhinos is that they, you know, pretty much they don't even really kill the rhino; they just sedate them and then they tear off the hook or tear off the horn and let the rhino bleed to death.
Oh God, man, so, that's awful.
You know, good on Animal Kingdom for taking one. You know, just taking them down.
Yes. Good for the Animal Kingdom for fighting back, at least on this particular one. Good job, Animal Kingdom. God, getting trampled to death by an elephant, that's got to be awful.
That's got to, yeah. I mean, because you don't die. I mean, unless he stepped on your head first, you're not really
right,
dying.
Right, right.
You know, you're kind of just getting tossed around, rolled around.
And
what a scary feeling, too. Like, all of a sudden, you turn around, there's just a big bull elephant in front of you.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know. No kidding. Oh, you hear those stories like the tragic stories of like some intern at a zoo, like the lion cage was open and, you know, she went down this alley or she went down this road and the lion cage was accidentally left open and those petrify me. Like those, the amount of fear that must be coursing through your veins when a lion is just on top of you. Just gnawing at your neck and trying to eat you. It's got to be terrible. But getting trampled by elephants has got to be just as bad. I mean, that's instant death. But good for the Animal Kingdom on the poacher.
Now, also,
all right, so this I do
have a bonus good as well.
Oh, go ahead with the bonus good.
I was trying to figure out where whatever happened. But there was a person, he was holding a Texas Tech future bet. He bet $1,500. For Texas Tech to win it all back in November.
Wow. Okay.
Right. And at the time, this was before the Final Four, he decided to sell his ticket. He spent $1,500. If Texas Tech is to win, it would net about $300,000.
Okay.
So he was trying to sell it for $60,000. I don't know if anyone ever bought the ticket, but I have to imagine now. I mean, would you try to sell that ticket now? Or are you just going to ride it and see it through?
I'd ride it and see it through. I don't know. Here's the way I would view it. I would ride it and see it through. If I had enough money where $1,500 in November to bet on a Big 12 basketball team like Texas Tech, who's, you know, probably good but not national championship good in November, if I had $1,500 to just say, yeah, I'll just throw it on this, then the ride is enjoyable. The emotional ride would be enjoyable. if I sold it for $60,000 and they won, I don't have a good story. I just got $60,000 and I'll just do stuff with that and it'll be gone and nothing. But if I win, I get the $300,000 and I have a great story.
Right.
A really great story to tell. And if they lose, well, apparently I'm rich enough that $1,500 back in November seemed like I was throwing the money away and the money's already gone. Right? I spent it in November. I didn't spend it now. I spent it in November. It's gone. I've made more money. I've had money come and go in my life. I bought this ticket. And the ride is worth it. Just the ride alone has been fantastic. So no, I'd keep the ticket. That's just me. But what a story you'd tell if they won tonight.
Exactly. That back in November, he was the prognosticator of prognosticators.
There's a famous story about this with a celebrity. Phil Mickelson famously made a big, huge bet on the Ravens to win the Super Bowl back in like 2000 before the season. And remember when the Ravens won that Super Bowl against the Giants? Like they had like four different quarterbacks and they couldn't score offensive touchdowns, but their defense was just winning games for them week in and week out. It was this wild, they can't score, but my God, no one can score against them. And he knew that at the beginning of the season. He felt like that the Ravens could win the Super Bowl. He had a huge bet, made a bunch of money. And, you know, that's Mickelson's big gambling story. But I would keep that ticket. That would have been good. All right, what's the bad?
The bad of the day, and I hate to do this, but we are going back to Florida.
We always go back to Florida.
We always go to Florida. So there was a Florida man. He was arrested for burglarizing cars moments after being released from jail. Now, you know, you might hear that. It's like, okay, you know, maybe an hour or two went by. No, they literally released him from jail, opened up the door, and he started burglarizing a car right there in the parking lot.
Man, maybe he wanted to get back in like Brooks.
The only thought that was going through my mind is like maybe he was sitting there like, you know what? Three hots and a cot. Can't beat that.
I can't beat that. I don't want to. We don't got here.
I don't know the thought process of, you know, finally freedom, and then just slap the cuffs right back on.
Oh, goodness.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's rehabilitation, right?
Florida.
God. I wonder if he did it right in front of everybody, too. He's like,
oh, I'm sure.
Hey, come here. I just get out of prison. Somebody call the police. I'm breaking into this car. Please make sure they get here on time.
I don't think he was hiding it at all. I think he is. He's Brooks. And you know what? They should have like a Brooksian syndrome or something like that.
You know what? I never thought about that until I saw Shawshank Redemption. Like, I never thought about those career criminals that come out and go, I don't even know what I'm doing out here.
It's not even a career criminal.
Guy's just been in a long time.
Morgan Freeman's character was there when he was a teenager.
Right. Who'd just been incarcerated forever and ever. Yeah. And then they get out and they like, I don't even know how to open a checking account. Like, I don't know how to do any of this. Like
for Brooks, I mean, he went in, the way the story made it seem, like he went in before cars were even invented.
Yeah, and you come out and there's this whole world.
Oof. That'd be a weird time warp.
You're working from some guy that's 50 years younger than you, and you just can't adapt. And like Morgan Freeman's character says, in here he was somebody, right? Out there he's nobody. Right? So but I never thought about that until Shawshank brought it to my attention that there was a syndrome like that.
Yeah, and see, Hollywood, we do learn from movies.
We do learn from movies. Yeah, exactly. All right.
The dumb of the day, and I don't know about this. I don't. And this is in the spirit of if it ain't broke, why fix it?
Okay.
Charmin has introduced a toilet paper roll that should last you a month. It's called the Forever Roll. This thing is gigantic. It is massive, Tony.
Big piece of toilet, a big huge roll of toilet paper. By the way, real quick, that's false advertising. Forever should mean till eternity. It's not a month. A month roll of toilet paper.
What you should do so you can see it is Google Forever Roll or Charmin Forever Roll.
I'm going
roll
to do
so
that
so you can see the photo.
Do they give you a
Now here's the thing. The price of one roll is
$5.49.
$5.49. $5.49. I thought I had how many sheets of paper it is, you know.
That is a lot of toilet paper, man.
But if you act now, they do have a special where you can get the starter pack, which is three rolls and a holder for under $30.
Do you need a special holder for this?
Yes.
This it won't fit regular.
This thing's, I mean, unless you have something, unless you have a huge, like, wall space to build it into, you're going to need a special. This thing is not fitting in normal bathrooms.
Quick question. If you go to somebody's house and you go to their bathroom and they have one of these things,
you think there's problems.
Do you ask them about it when you leave, when you see them? Do you say, I was just in the bathroom? That is a gigantic roll of toilet paper you have in there. Or do you just go, all right, well, maybe this family.
I mean, here's the thing. I can see someone buying it, and then I can see someone, you know, forgetting that they needed to have placed an order and not having anything in the house.
Got it. I got it. Yeah.
You know, yeah. And then eventually at some point it just becomes like a regular roll of toilet paper.
Right, right. Then it gets down to.
And it's, I mean, I don't know why.
Do we need everything in jumbo, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know why we would need this.
Do we need everything delivered on a timely basis? I mean, the other day I was looking at an ad for an electric toothbrush that every 3 months will send you toothpaste and a new bristles. And you get into the payment plan of like, you know, a couple bucks every month, and they send it to you. Like, do we need this for everything?
No.
Toilet paper?
No.
Like,
we
here's your toilet paper of the month kind of thing.
So I remember when we with our firstborn, because you know we were brand new parents. Mm-hmm. We did the diaper club thing.
Oh yeah, yep.
Where
yep, sure.
they just send you diapers once a month. It got to a point where we're like, okay, we have to stop because we just have boxes of diapers that we haven't gone through
kidding.
Yet.
No kidding. And second, you know, my second kid, we did a diaper party. Friend of mine suggested a diaper party. We had more than enough.
Yeah, I mean,
everywhere.
You eventually will go through
everywhere.
Them, but
yeah, eventually you go through them.
But I mean, we were just like diaper. Like I'm getting to a point where I could build a fort with all the boxes of diapers that we hadn't opened yet. I'm like,
it's nuts. It's crazy.
And then you end up throwing. We ended up donating like two boxes because he had outgrown them. Like, what's the point? And why are we doing this?
So, I mean, good for Charmin, I guess. I mean, I don't know how they judge this. Do they measure it by, like, an average family of four? Like, this is a family of four. This is how much you should be going through. This is how many times you would use it.
Yeah, because I look at that roll. I mean, that's not lasting us a month.
Man, month? Are you kidding?
And how does it work? You ever have one of those toilet paper rolls, like, where it's too big for your toilet paper holder now, and then you're trying to pull it, and it's not really moving because it's too, you know, it's either stuck.
Yeah.
This one, I gotta imagine it's heavy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, you're only pulling like one sheet at a time, which that would get annoying. No one uses just one sheet ever, or just pulls one sheet.
Man, that's crazy.
So I don't
have a square to spare. Crazy.
To coin a popular phrase.
Exactly. All right, that's a good, bad, the dumb for a Monday as we roll along. SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM.